So we're seeing trends of more less prescribing of opioids. Like the primary care world, and I think the doctors have sort of gotten the message, but the deaths keep rising. And so we are pretty sure that that is related to heroin, because once people get sort of cut off, they can move to heroin if they're addicted to painkillers. They move to heroin and the synthetic opioids, which sometimes people use, heroin addicts use because they want to, but sometimes it's sort of laced into their heroin, so they don't know they're using it, or it's sold as they think they're getting, you know, an oxycodone, and actually it's fentanyl in a powder. Sometimes they know they're getting it and sometimes they don't.
Well, this probably isn't a fair question, but what is the solution in trying to reverse this trend? I mean, if we're getting the prescriptions going down, that's a step in the right direction, obviously, but it very clearly more needs to be done. What else can we do?
Right. Well, I think it has to be a multi-pronged approach, right? So I think expanding access to treatment is one, and allowing people to utilize Medicaid funding for treatment, I think, is a huge issue, and allowing people to keep their Medicaid to allow treatment for opioid use disorders, expanding access to medication-assisted treatment. So addiction to opioids, fortunately, are one of the addictions that we do have some really good medications that can help with addiction. Unfortunately, they're one of the least accessible types of treatments. So helping to expand access to medication-assisted treatment. At Health Partners, we've got a couple initiatives that we're working on right now, but one of them is that we're trying to expand the numbers of physicians that will prescribe the kind of medications that people use for treatment of opioid addiction. So we've increased our doctors from probably like 3 or so to about 11 now doctors within the Health Partner system that will prescribe medications for opioid addiction. The other thing is the expanding access to the medication called naloxone. So naloxone is an overdose reversal agent. So it's kind of, you think of it kind of like an EpiPen. You keep it around if you need it, but it will reverse the effect of an opioid overdose. So getting that in the hands of anybody that we think will need it, including first responders, police, sheriff's departments, anybody that is living with somebody that they think might be an opiate addict. So getting that into the hands of people that need it is imperative too. So expanding access to treatment, expanding access to the kinds of treatments that work, and then making sure that people that are using don't actually die so that we can get them to treatment. I think those are a couple of the steps that we could take to help curb this epidemic.
Has there been pushback from the pharmaceutical companies with this new sort of trend of doctors not prescribing what they have been prescribing?
Yeah, I mean, I think in Minnesota we're a little bit insulated from it, because we've got certain laws where they can't come and, you know, try and sell us things as much as they used to be able to. So it's a little bit better than I think it used to be, but there's definite pushback. They're trying to create, you know, like safe opioids, like opioids that can't be tampered with, and so they're still pushing opioids as treatment for chronic pain. When we know that a lot of the evidence that they initially used to sort of sell opioids as treatment for chronic pain was faulty evidence. So we know now that we know a lot more than we did in the past. So they're still trying to get out there and sell it. I just think that it's becoming more and more clear that they're not the answer, and they are causing more deaths.